Welcome everybody to another episode of the Row Such a Gladder podcast. We are officially in October, and I couldn't think of a better guest than who we have today. If you guys are into the holiday podcast, Christmas podcast, Halloween podcast, whatever it is, you probably know who this is. She's been around for a bit now. I'm a fan of her. She's one of the podcasts that I listen to regularly. I don't listen to many regularly, but I listen to hers. I like the quality of it. I like the setup of it. I like the way she speaks. I like the way she acts. It is Kristen. It is Kristen from the Holidays After Dark podcast. How's it going?
Wow, that was incredible. Well, first off, it's going great, but thank you very much for that introduction. I greatly appreciate that, and thank you for listening. And I am super excited to be here with you tonight.
I really appreciate it. I've listened to your podcast for a little bit now, and I've always liked the setup of it. I always thought I'm a big fan of quality. So when I listen to yours, like, the whole quality of it is good. So that's why
Thank you. I try my hardest, because that's something that's really important to me too. And when I first started the podcast, and I was basically just made it my mission to listen to as many podcasts as I could to kind of see like how everyone else was doing it. And I was already a big podcast listener anyway, but the first thing that turns me off or gets me to stop listening to a podcast is poor quality. So I took my time researching equipment and, you know, the best acoustic setup and things like that, as well as just like putting my time into research and whatever for the actual content. So I greatly appreciate that I seem to be hitting my goal.
No, definitely, for sure. I had Mike Westfall on last month. He has a really good quality podcast too. It's the production quality that I appreciate. There's some I'll listen to that aren't the greatest. They're friends, and I'll try to get through it, but sometimes I can't. Like my episode with Jerry, for some reason, the audio just didn't turn out great. I have no idea why, but I was really annoyed with it. So yeah, I try to have decent quality as far as, but you know, I'm just kind of a shoot the shit podcast about Christmas. So
sure.
I don't do a lot of editing, and I appreciate everybody who does editing, because I could not do that much like you guys do.
Sure.
But for the most part, for some people that don't know you, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what your podcast is about? And you know what, while you're at it, tell us what got you into it.
Yeah, so my podcast is Holidays After Dark, and it basically celebrates holidays year round. It's not just, you know, Christmas or Halloween specific. I do occasionally take like some time in January off, usually some time in August off, because there are some like lulls in the year. But basically, when I wanted to create a podcast, the way that came about was, it was actually kind of like an idea that was brought to me by a co-worker at my job, and I guess he just always kind of liked my like lunchtime stories. Like, he knew that I was like a big holiday person. I always just have kind of been filled with like random facts and trivia and whatever. And so my job can be pretty stressful, like many jobs, and so we're always kind of talking about ways to improve our mental health or hobbies to have outside of work that would help with mental health. And so basically he was like, hey, I think like a great like positive mental health hobby for you would be making your own podcast, because you already listen to like millions of them. And sometimes I subject my coworkers to the podcast that I'm listening to, because we're in a really small space and I'll just like play it out loud, things like that. And so at first I kind of like laughed it off, but then I got to thinking about it and I was like, you know, like, I've never really done something like quite that creative, and I wanted to give it a go. So I spent the next couple months kind of conceptualizing it, thinking, okay, my two favorite things in life are holidays, but then also like everything that's like creepy and alternative and, you know, makes you go like, oh, I didn't know that, like sort of stuff. And so that just kind of came together, called it Holidays After Dark. But yeah, kind of the goal of each episode, is to whatever holiday is, you know, around that time on the calendar, I will find either true crime stories associated with it, weird facts, history. I do cover like the basic normal stuff of each holiday too, just like for context and background, but Basically, like the weirder or more unusual, the better for my podcast.
Yeah, I really enjoy it because it's always a little something different. It's not just sticking to one thing. You know what I mean? So there are some things that you'll talk about that, you know, some of these true crime stories are it's kind of eclectic, right? So that's kind of what I enjoy about it. It's never always the same thing. I never know what to truly expect. So that's why I really enjoy your podcast. And I'm not bullshitting either, because when people come on, I'll tell them, I'll be like, hey, listen, I don't listen to your podcast a lot, but I've heard it, but no, I've listened to the majority of your episodes. And it's funny you say it's like a it's a help for mental health thing. Like I find sometimes interviewing people gives me anxiety sometimes, and I'm like, oh, sometimes I'm dreading it, and I'm like, oh, this isn't good for my mental health. But then you actually get into it, and then it's not too bad. You know what I mean? Have you ever had that where it's a lot of pressure on you? It's felt tedious to the point where it kind of counteracted that, you know, relief of anxiety for you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I did just get into starting doing interviews this season. And I've done like a handful now. And yeah, I've definitely gotten nervous before because you don't want to look like you don't know what you're doing to the guest, especially if it's someone who's already kind of like established in their own right. Like I always had this like fear of like the interview ending, and then like you go to look at the file and it's just like not, it didn't record or like it didn't actually save. And then you have to like call the person and be like, oh, I just wasted like an hour of your time. Can we do this again? Which thankfully that's never happened, but that's, I like have nightmares about that. But because my podcast is fully scripted and researched, like that, it's, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a lot of work. I mean, I'm essentially writing about a 12-page paper for each episode, like with the script. And so, I mean, thankfully, like paper writing was always kind of something that was my strong suit, which is probably why I chose this format. But there are definitely times where I'm like, man, this is like, this feels like work. Like, you know, like this feels like a part-time job. Which I mean, thankfully, like once I start researching the content and getting excited about it, then I'm like, oh yeah, this is still fun. But there are occasionally those moments where the prospect of having to, like the day that one episode comes out, you have to start planning the next. Sometimes it's just like, okay, I can't do this, but you just
Just need
keep
like a
pushing.
you need a bit of a break. Yeah, like I don't know if you followed any of my previous podcasts. That was exactly what happened. I would do it and I'd be so into it, and then it would feel tedious, and then I would stop doing it, and then I'd be like, oh my God, I miss it. But by that time I'd already kind of like, I do it through Buzzsprout, so I'd kind of like deleted and not kept it, so I couldn't go back. So I could come out with another, because I used to have Christmas Sessions and Christmas Conversations. I could go back to them. They would have the same name, but when people would search them, it would be two separate podcasts with the same name, and it was just too, it would have been too complicated. You know what I mean? So
Yeah,
yeah, like,
absolutely.
so if you followed me, I went through exactly what you're talking about. It felt like work, and I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't think I want to do this anymore. And then I eventually miss it. And it's funny you mentioned a file not working at the end. I actually had that happen with Anthony from Tis the Podcast. In one of my first episodes we were doing, we talked for about an hour and a half, and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I totally duffed. I'm like, the file's gone. He's like, oh, it's okay, we can do it again. But it felt so like insincere to go through all the stuff again, because we had discussed it, but we kind of, you went down a few different roads, right? To kind of you know, have something new in that episode, but because nobody had heard it before. But I didn't want to feel like I was just rehashing exactly what I said before, because it would just sound like ridiculous, you know what I mean? So
Yeah, that's part.
hopefully it never happens to you.
Sure, that's part of it is like, oh, it's never authentic as it is the first time. It's not like you're shooting a movie scene where, yeah, you're going to do multiple takes and, or even like my scripted episodes like that. I can do as many takes as I want and it sounds the same pretty much. But your conversation, you can never truly repeat twice.
Exactly. It'll come off as insincere, and even if it doesn't, I'll know it's insincere, and it'll just piss me off. You know what I mean? But yeah. So let's talk about the holidays a bit. So what are your earliest memories of like Halloween and Christmas? That's what we're going to kind of stick to today, since it's October and we're right around the corner from Christmas. We'll start with Halloween. Do you have an earliest memory? Do you remember what you dressed up as your first Halloween, or just your memory? Because we've all been dressed up as babies, but your first conscious memory of Halloween, what was it? Do you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. That's a good question. I mean, so my birthday is October 13th.
Okay.
And so honestly, like Halloween has always felt like very associated with my birthday because I mean, I've loved it for as long as I can remember. And so like I just remember like loving the fact that there were always Halloween decorations like up for my birthday and the Halloween movies are on TV. I know one of my earliest costumes that I actually have like a vivid memory of is Darth Vader.
Oh, wow.
I was never really that like girly or like doing all the stereotypical like, more girl costumes that I'm aware of. But I do remember that because I was absolutely obsessed with Star Wars. Of course, I remember trick-or-treating. I live in the Midwest. I grew up in the Midwest, and there were lots of Halloweens where it was like freezing.
Yeah.
So I also remember like lots of like having to wear a jacket like over your costume or trying to awkwardly put it like under your costume, but then it
Yeah.
looks terrible. And but mostly just with the holidays in general, it's funny. Like I just remember always like being sad when they were over. Like even as a kid, I mean, my parents used to tell stories about how I would just like be in bed like crying on the like on Halloween night, like once they put me to bed, and they would come in and be like, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And I would just be like, "I just don't want Halloween to be over." So it's almost like I was born with this inherent love of
Yeah.
holidays, especially Halloween and Christmas, and it's just continued into adulthood.
Isn't it so weird that I guess a lot of people in the Christmas podcast network, they kind of share this because we obviously have a love of holidays, but we feel so deeply about these holidays where we can all relate. Like a lot of people would be like, "Hey, why is she crying because Halloween's over? It's not a big deal." It's like some people who love Easter. Like I like Easter, but I don't miss it the day after, but Halloween I do. Christmas, I do. And like you said, I've had that too, where it's just so sad that it's over. And they're like, why? Well, it's going to come back again. But it's like, it's the whole feeling, it's the mindset.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're saying because there have been times like I've gone through that too. So it's something we all can share. And yeah, like I haven't had that with like Halloween as much. I guess as a kid, you miss it. Christmas, I do because I always get this feeling around Christmas where it's like, okay. You know, it's Christmas Eve now, it's going to be over. And Christmas Day is one of the saddest days after because you get home and it's all over and you're like, oh my God.
Yes,
So I
that's
can.
what's yeah.
Go
Oh, go
ahead.
ahead. People are always like, "Oh, like aren't you so excited like for Christmas Day?" And I'm like, "No."
No.
Like Christmas Day is like the most sad part of the holiday season because like yeah, you might have some fun in the morning or whatever,
Yeah.
but then like the rest of the day I just spend it thinking about how like tomorrow, everyone's gonna wake up, and like most people are not gonna give a crap about Christmas anymore.
Exactly. Like that's what you were saying about Halloween. Like Halloween night is fantastic. It's the build up to holidays too that I find are the big thing. Especially Halloween because you're going around. There's a certain smell to Halloween. There's a look. It's the pumpkins. It's the decorations outside. It's the build up. I find the build up to these holidays are fantastic. I always say on my podcast like a million times, like if you could take the feeling of Christmas Eve and bottle it, you'd be a millionaire because that excitement, that feeling. I think a lot of holidays, it is about the holiday, but it's really the build up. And then when I guess like what you experience as a kid, once you've reached that crescendo and then you're down on the downswing of it, it's so sad because it's like, I've anticipated this so much. I wish I would have embraced the wait, you know what I mean? Like
Oh, yeah.
embrace the days before it because you anticipate it so much and then it gets there and then you're just sad and then it's like but then you could pick
Oh, yeah.
yourself up, right? Do you ever watch horror films after? Are you a horror film person actually?
I am. So I'm
Yeah.
not as much of like an aficionado as I used to be. I mean, when I was
Yeah.
a teenager and stuff, like that was like my, I lived and breathed like scary movies. Now I work in the criminal justice system and I
Okay.
see things in my job every day that are basically real life horror movies.
Yeah.
And so sometimes now when I get home at the end of the day, like the last thing that I want to watch is something like scary or negative. So now I tend to gravitate more towards like the holiday and Halloween films. that make me like happy as opposed to scared. But I do
Yeah.
usually partake in like one or two per Halloween season. I still love going to haunted houses and things like that. And then occasionally throughout the year, if like a new horror film comes out that I'm interested in, I'll watch it, but not quite as into it as I used to be, but definitely still appreciate the genre for sure.
Yeah, I could see how working in that field, going home, you wouldn't want to really, it's kind of like a trigger, I guess, or you just don't want to.
Yes.
It's just one thing after the other, right? That could really affect your
Yes.
psyche, I could imagine.
Yes, for sure.
Just to backtrack a bit, like we did discuss the Halloween, your earliest memory. But do you have an earliest memory of Christmas? Like, when did you start loving it? Was it more as you aged, or as a kid, were you like a huge fan?
Oh yeah, once again, like as a kid, I was just obsessed and I can never really exactly say why. Like that's why I always joke that it was just like something that I was like a trait that I was born with, basically. I mean, I was always fortunate as a kid, like, my parents could afford like good Christmases and lots of decorations and I remember going over to my grandparents' house on Christmas Eve, and it just always felt like a very like safe and cozy time of year. And yeah, it's just always been a lot of it, I think for me has always just been like the imagery. Like it's always been like the decorations and just the way that the world feels, because like on a day-to-day basis, like life can be, you have to like hunt for the beauty in life sometimes, like on a normal day. You're dealing with traffic, you're dealing with bad weather, you're dealing with the stress of daily life. Whereas I love when it's a holiday season, the world is just like elevated.
Yeah, for
The
sure.
ambiance of the world changes. And so I think that even as a kid, I was just like captivated that everywhere you go, whether you go to the mall or even restaurants or whatever, like it's like, oh, it goes from like drab to like, oh my God, it's Christmas. Like everything is so much prettier. And so I just remember being captivated just by the entire experience, like from probably age 4 or 5 or however far back I can remember.
That's you said it perfectly, and there was some poignant, really good things, like you search for the beauty in the world, even or the good in the world, things like that, even on days when you sometimes you can't, and sometimes you have the clarity within you on certain days that aren't in the season, but you're right, like around that season, the ambiance of it kind of it changes you for the better, because I find people are more tolerable now when they're in a mall trying to fight for things. It's a little different, but like you said, the world is a little bit more tolerable then, because you're going to a mall, or even if it's a commercial that can totally change your day,
Yes.
a Christmas commercial, which by the way, they are not the same anymore. I know I listened to your podcast with Brian, and you're talking about how the world. Oh, it's Christmas is so commercialized now, and you guys hit the nail on the head. It's people that are commercialized. I remember you guys having that conversation, and it's us. We're a part of the problem. It's not just like Christmas. Everybody's out to make money, but we're also out there spending the money too. You know what I mean? So,
Absolutely.
yeah. So like, I do miss the old time commercials. I'm a big Coca-Cola fan. I
Oh,
love,
yeah, me too. Me too.
yeah. So like, I'm a big Coca-Cola Christmas guy, and I like you said. One little thing around Christmas or the holidays can put you in a better mood, because I feel like you're a bit more tolerable, and so is
Yes.
everybody else. Hi, Mila. What do you need, baby? Sorry, my dog needs attention. Anytime I'm talking to
Oh.
anybody else, she'll run up to me and just like,
Yeah.
no, I need your attention now. What
Yeah,
are you
she's like, I'm
doing?
jealous.
Yes, Mila, get out of here, man. Okay.
That's
But yeah, no,
funny.
I love what you said there, though. It was like really, it was well thought out and poignant. I wish I can like think like you do. I'm just like ADHD, and I go everywhere, and I'm like listening to you, and I'm like, I wish I can have that thought in a day. Like sometimes you do have that clarity, and sometimes I don't. And it's like, yeah, that's right. Like I am more tolerable around Christmas. She's right. She's saying some
Yeah.
smart shit right now.
Well, and like conversely, like around Halloween, because I'm kind of like the goth kid, the punk rock kid. Like
Yeah.
I've been that way for since like middle school, and it turns out it's not just a phase, as my parents used to tell me. But
Yeah.
I think that's part of what I love about Halloween time is that like finally everyone is decorating like how I decorate all
Yeah.
year. And so it feels like just for like a month or so, I feel like I like bring people into like
Yeah.
how I wish the world looked all the time. And
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, sometimes when I'm like putting away my Halloween decor, I have to remember, like, oh, wait, is that Halloween decor or is that just like my normal year-round stuff?
Definitely. Do you find yourself, obviously, this is the style you have. I don't know what to call it, goth, I guess. Do you keep little reminders around the house, or is that just the way you decorate? Do you keep little Halloween things here and there as little reminders to kind of as a pick-me-up
Oh,
around the
yes,
house?
absolutely. Like, so I live in like a pretty tiny one bedroom apartment, and a lot of the time, like when it comes time for the season to end, you know, I have my like dedicated like bins that my holiday decorations go in. And if I kind of like pack them, and then there are like a few oddball things like sitting out that I'm like, well, I can either cram it in there or I can just leave it out, and why not? Plus, it just like makes me happy to have those little reminders. And
For sure.
even occasionally, like, I'll keep a random Christmas thing around, because I'm like, why does everything have to be completely put away and forgotten about until next year? Like, if I have space on the shelf, I'm gonna leave it. It makes the place happier.
Are you one of these people where, like, you know how some people leave their tree up all year? Is that something you'd ever do?
So I actually did that when I was in graduate school, because I was living in an apartment that like the corner of the living room was just kind of like dead space. Like, I didn't really know what to do with it. So I only lived in that apartment for 2 years, but after having my Christmas tree up for the first holiday season, which was like 4 or 5 months after I moved in, I just kind of noticed that, like, oh, it filled the corner really nicely. And so I kind of made it like a year-round tree where I would redecorate it, like for, you know, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, 4th of July. And so I had that up for 2 years. I've never lived in a place since then where I really had like the room, but it became famous like among the maintenance guys, like at my apartment. They were like, oh, the apartment with the Christmas tree. I'm like, yep, that's me.
That's awesome. That's one of the things I don't know if I could do, because I have this thing where, like, I love Christmas, but I want to miss it. You know what I mean? I do leave little things around, like you do. I tried to get a Christmas room, didn't work out, just because it was an argument. It can't happen. So I do have a Christmas corner where I got a corner cabinet and kind of painted it red and green. And I have my Christmas corner that I walk by, and that's what I have. But yeah, I've thought about doing it all year round, but it would take away the what you did was good. You kind of changed it with the seasons, right? So when Christmas came around, you would decorate it, but I need to decorate my trees at Christmas. So I don't
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's a big ritual. And I think
know.
now, if I really thought about it, I think I'm the same way. Like, I appreciate missing things more than I did even back then. Because, I mean, that was almost 10 years ago now. And so, yeah, now, like, I mean, because even during Halloween, I'll be like, oh, I need to like stock up on like all the candy that I love and like get all the apple cider. And I'm like, but then, like, if I'm like eating and drinking this stuff until April, it kind of loses the specialness of it. So I have to like, I've kind of learned to like, okay, cherish it while you have it, but then like let it go, and then you'll be that much more excited about it next year.
Do you do that with, like, music too at all, as far as probably more Christmas? There's not a lot of, I guess, Halloween songs. I guess you could pick some, but with Christmas, do you listen to it year round, or do you kind of save it too?
I pretty much save it for the December Christmas season, and then I'll usually tap into it a little bit like in Christmas in July.
See that? It's the exact same way. I call it allowing myself little tastes. I'll, like, maybe like once a month, if there's a song, I won't listen to the whole thing, but I just kind of want it to, like, hit my bloodstream a bit, and then I kind of, you know what I mean?
Like,
So
don't
it's,
want to get sick of it, but get a little taste of it. 'Cause I mean, I don't like decorate or anything for Christmas in July, but I do usually like watch a few movies, like, and I will listen to a little bit of Christmas music and do some like Christmas in July themed episodes and stuff like that. But I'm like, I don't want to have like two full Christmases every year, because then it does make it like less unique, but just a little taste always helps.
I do see you at the cons and stuff. You seem to be a big Hallmark Christmas movie fan.
And that's pretty much thanks to Deck the Hallmark podcast. I had kind of like I had gotten into the movies, but I wasn't like watching every single one necessarily. And then I discovered their podcast was really like one of the first podcasts I ever got into. by just randomly searching, like, oh, does anyone talk about these movies like in a podcast? And I
Yeah.
stumbled upon them and then just became like a super fan. I still am a big fan of theirs, listen to it pretty much every day because they release like an episode every single day, which is
I don't,
crazy to
yeah.
me.
I do not know how they do that.
I know.
I like you. I listened to them a lot a few years ago, but admittedly, my podcast, as far as everything, has kind of come down a bit just because I've gotten a lot busier.
Oh,
But yeah,
sure.
they're really good. But if we're going to talk about Hallmark Christmas movies, I need to know your favorite. I know mine. Everybody knows their favorite Hallmark Christmas movie off the top of their head. I need to know yours. I want to know if it matches mine.
So I have like that's really hard to pick just one, but if I had to pick like which one I would like want to watch like right now, I
Yeah.
would probably say, and I hope I don't screw up the title, The Ghosts of Christmas Always, I think
Oh,
is what it's called,
I
from a
think I
couple years
remember
ago.
that. I think I remember that one. And now I'm trying. Go ahead,
It
sorry.
was the one that's kind of like, it's sort of like a Christmas Carol-esque where like,
Yeah.
she like basically like you're visited by these like Christmas ghosts and then kind of like ends up seeing like her life like in rewind and like what ended up happening to like her grandparents or something. Like it's complicated and I also don't want to spoil it at all.
I think
But
I've
that
seen it.
one,
There's ones that
yeah.
are like that, but so it's so hard to distinguish.
Yes,
And
Hallmark is not exactly known for its originality. So often when you're describing a movie,
yeah.
it matches like five different ones.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll eat them all up because you know what? It's a way to pass time and you know what you're getting out of it. You know the formula, you know what's going to
Yeah.
happen.
Yes.
And you know, I'm always, oh shoot, sorry, I just hit my mic. I'm always waiting for the conflict because I find like as the writing kind of gets better, sometimes it gets worse and the conflicts are just so foolish because you know how they're always like everything's perfect, then there's a conflict, then they leave and then they come back. I always like how silly some of the conflicts are. You know what I
Okay.
mean?
Yeah,
In the
oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like
movie.
because you know they're gonna make up, and
Yeah.
it's almost like they like sometimes it feels like they're like forcing themselves to be mad about something, and I'm like,
Yeah.
why are we
It's
turning this into such a
like
big deal? And I understand they have to,
Yeah.
but what's yours?
Mine is Christmas and Evergreen. I just love it.
Okay. Good. That's a solid choice, classic choice.
I was a big fan of How I Met Your Mother in the past. So she's Cupcake Girl, and I always thought Ted should have ended up with Cupcake Girl. And the main actress in it is Cupcake Girl. So it's just
Yeah,
one of those
yes.
deals where,
Yeah.
yeah, I just loved it. I love the story of it. And it was one of the conflicts where it felt like they were actually going to leave. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Sure.
And she obviously he didn't, and they come
Yeah.
back because there was a storm at the airport or something. I could be conflating different ones, but no, I really like Christmas and Evergreen. I had the ornament from Hallmark. I'm a big Hallmark ornament
Nice.
collector.
I love that.
Are you
Yeah,
a
I would.
Hallmark ornament collector?
I wouldn't necessarily say a collector. I mean, if I find one like one that I just have to have, or I love
Yeah.
like going to stores like the day after Christmas to find like all the discounted ones because they can be pricey.
Yeah. They
And like
can be.
when I went to Christmas Con in Kansas City a couple years ago, like they had like a bunch of like really well-priced ones that I
Yeah.
got. But so I definitely have quite a few, but
Yeah.
I'm not, sitting there with like the
Yeah.
dream book or whatever they call it every year. I mean, I wish if I was a millionaire, like absolutely I would. But and if I had a bigger living space where I could maybe have like multiple trees or something, but my tree is already like quite full, so I have to be pretty
Yeah.
choosy about what ornaments I add
I
to the
hear you.
collection.
I hear you. I've gone overboard. So yeah, you're doing the right thing by not getting too crazy into it. But yeah, so I normally like to keep these to a half an hour, and I told you I'd get you out of here in half an hour. So we're gonna wind it down, but I'm gonna ask you a question I've never asked anybody before. In 10 years from now, what would the perfect Christmas look like to you? Where do you want to be? What do you want to be doing? In 10 years from now, if you could talk to yourself and you'd want to be somewhere, what does a perfect Christmas look like to you?
That's a great question. The first thing that came to mind is I have like this fantasy of spending like actual Christmas, like Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, pulling like a Kevin McAllister like at the Plaza Hotel in New York. And
Yeah.
so I would honestly love to just be like at the Plaza Hotel, which I've never been to before, but it looks super fancy, and just like experiencing everything they have to offer. I've never been to New York during Christmas, like at all. And so I could just like visualize like going skating and seeing the tree and seeing the Rockettes. And then like I know like at the Plaza, like you can pay them to like decorate your room, and they even have like the Kevin McAllister experience that
Yeah, I
you can
saw
pay
that.
for. Yeah. And so I think like maybe in 10 years I'll be like in my early 40s, like, you know, hopefully like in a, you know, financially good place. It'd be fun just to like go and like spend a bunch of money and just have like this crazy over the top like Christmas at the Plaza experience.
Just smash a cheese pizza in the back of a limo
Oh
by yourself.
yeah, I'm down.
No, that's definitely a good answer. Now, I told you before we hopped on, I always let you turn the tables on me. It's like the ask me anything portion. You can ask me any question you want because I'm always asking the question. So, did you think of
Sure.
a decent question to ask me?
I hope so, but the question that I thought of, which is one that I typically ask in my interviews that I do, and of course we have to bring in a little bit of the after dark element to it, is there a or not is there, if you had to choose one holiday that you just like wiped off the map, you know, no one acknowledged it, no longer a thing, and we're talking like, you know, the more major holidays like Easter, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween. I know some people say like Memorial Day, and I'm like, well, that's easy. But if you just had to like cancel a holiday for like the rest of eternity, which one would you pick?
It's an easy answer because I'm going to be super selfish because I don't get to enjoy it. It's going to be July 4th because I'm a Canadian.
Oh,
If
which
I
I
don't get to
actually
enjoy
did.
it, nobody gets to enjoy
I actually did know that, and that's hilarious.
it.
But I mean, I get it, you know. I guess it you're just like sitting up there watching all of us
Yeah.
Americans like barbecuing
Eating all my favorite food and getting the day off. We do
and
have Canada Day around that time too, but yeah, Fourth of
Okay.
July I've just been so jealous of. Like
Okay.
we have Thanksgiving as well, but it's October. It's going to be on this coming Sunday. And you
Sure,
and the
sure.
and US Thanksgiving just trumps it by so much,
Yeah.
man. Like it's just it wouldn't be Thanksgiving because I know that's almost like Christmas out there. But yeah, Fourth of July. If I can't enjoy it, you can't enjoy it either.
That's funny. So when you have Canada Day, like, do y'all do any celebrations that are even like semi-reminiscent of our 4th of July?
We get together with our family and we'll do some fireworks and stuff, but nothing too
Okay.
crazy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Nothing out
Sure.
of the ordinary. Like, I'm sure some people like we go to the beach and stuff, like things like that, but nothing too crazy. Not like the
Okay.
States, because the States is very patriotic and to each their
Yes.
own, but Canada, we're just, I don't know, we're kind of laid back. Me
Sure.
personally, anyway. But yeah.
Sure.
No,
I get
that was a really good question though. And
it.
I know you got to get going, so we can close it off now. I think it was a decent interview. I think I can talk for hours if I really wanted to. But why don't you tell my listeners where they can find you, your Instagram and things like that.
Yeah. So I'm on Instagram and Twitter, X, whatever it's called these days, as at Holidays Podcast. You can also just search Holidays After Dark and it comes up. Holidays After Dark on Facebook, www.holidaysafterdark.com. You can listen to the show pretty much anywhere that you get your podcasts. I'm on all the major ones, Apple, Spotify, Google. As well as a myriad of other ones. But yeah, I'm always happy to. I love taking like listener suggestions for episodes because sometimes, you know, coming up with ideas gets, you know, I like having the input and the originality that other people submit. But yeah, I'm always happy to hear from listeners and would be grateful for anyone to give the podcast a try.
Awesome. It is really good. You guys should listen to it, but I just want to thank you for coming on. I've wanted to have you as a guest even in my previous podcast, so it was finally amazing to have you on. Maybe next time we can go a little longer, but I'm trying to keep these to half an hour now. So
Oh yeah, absolutely. I would be happy to be back anytime, and maybe I'll have to send you an invite to be on mine as well.
oh, I don't have enough clout for that yet. People are gonna be like, who the hell is this
Oh,
guy? But yeah, no,
no worries.
thank you so much for coming on. And to all my listeners, always remember, seeing isn't believing, believing is seeing. I'll see you next time. Thanks a lot.